The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. We've got a very busy news week ahead of us. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about today, and we're going to have some very special guests on today's program as well. Sarah Carter is going to drop by in just a little while, giving us an update on what her sources are telling her is happening there in Afghanistan. And folks, if you didn't think it could get worse in Afghanistan, it certainly has, and it's going to get even more difficult and dangerous in the days to come. Here is what you need to know at this hour. The most important number in the world is one that is not known to the Pentagon or the State Department. They cannot tell us at this stage, at this juncture, exactly how many people are left, how many Americans are left in Afghanistan. They don't know how many Americans are still stranded behind enemy lines. But even worse than that, ladies and gentlemen, we're now getting word that the Biden administration is pulling our troops out, whether or not all of the Americans have been rescued. That does not matter. It does not matter. The White House now saying that the troops are going to be pulled out. We are not staying past the deadline. That is not going to happen. And as a result of that, we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans who are now trapped behind enemy lines, abandoned by Joe Biden and his administration. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have a great man with us, a man who would not have left Americans behind enemy lines. President Donald Trump. Mr. President, what an honor to have you on the show today.
Well, it's my honor, Todd. Thank you very much. And you have a great show. And it is indeed my honor. And you're right about that. We would not have left people behind, and we wouldn't have left $1 worth of equipment behind, let alone $83 billion, which is inconceivable. This is one of the best outfitted armies in the world because of us. Can you believe this?
It's just shocking, Mr. President, and the idea that you have people out there trying to blame you, including Senator Mitt Romney. You're the man who wanted us to get out of there. You had a plan, and had the Biden administration just followed the plan, we would not be in the situation we're in right now.
So Mitt Romney couldn't be elected dog catcher in Utah, a great state that I won by a lot. He couldn't be elected dog catcher. I think he's a sick puppy. But a major loser, him and little Ben Sasse, a couple of them over there. That's the problem we have. You know, the Democrats stick together, and the Republicans don't because they don't have a good leader in Mitch McConnell. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And, you know, because we have so many things, debt ceiling. We could use debt ceiling. That's a big weapon. There's nothing bigger than debt ceiling. And make all the deals you want because You're playing with a big thing, but if we use the debt ceiling, we'd negotiate the best deal you've ever seen, even though they have because of Mitch McConnell and some others, even though they have the majority, in theory, with the vote of the vice president. But we could use debt ceiling and get all of this stuff back because there's nothing more powerful, just about nothing more powerful than the vote on debt ceiling.
You know, Mr. President, over the weekend, we saw reports from at least one officer in the military who was condemning, calling out the woke generals, as you've been calling them out there on your at these wonderful rallies you've been holding. What is your message to members of the military who are dejected right now? They want to get out there. They want to go and rescue those Americans, but they're being told to stand down.
So I knocked out 100% of the ISIS caliphate. And I realized we have great, just great soldiers, but we have great generals, too. I had a general I dealt with. We'll be talking about him maybe later. But he was phenomenal. And we did it in 4 weeks. We knocked out the ISIS caliphate. When I took it over, it was a mess. It was growing and growing in Iraq and Syria. And I knocked it out in 4 weeks. And I had a general that said, I said to him, they tell me it's 2 years. Sir, I can do it in 4 weeks. And this is the kind of people you want. Not the woke people that we have. Our television generals are no good. They don't have what it takes. And, you know, I put up, you probably saw, I put up the opening to Patton, the movie Patton. We were in Alabama. We had 68,000 people show up in Alabama in the rain. Can you believe it? That's showing you that, you know, they have the fake news and they have all of the big tech and all of the crooked politicians and everything else. But we have the people. They're not taking this. They are not taking what's happening in Afghanistan. And, you know, if you look last night, all they talked about was the hurricane. You look at CNN and you look at MSDNC. These are horrible. They're way down. Fortunately, they're way down in ratings. But all they want to talk about is the hurricane or anything else that they can talk about, because Afghanistan is not something that can even be discussed in a rational way. The level of stupidity, and we had a great agreement. In fact, even Biden admitted the other day he made a mistake because they didn't want him to say that, but he said it. It's probably the only truthful thing he said, that no people have been killed since this agreement was signed. We had no soldiers, no Americans were killed. And if they were, we would have hit them so hard. And they knew that, and Abdul knew that. Abdul is the one I dealt with, and he is, as you see, he's the head of the Taliban. But he understood, and I said, your home is going to be hit first. And they knew it. There was nothing that they would have done. And we had them, and I would have taken the equipment out. I would have taken the people out, and then we would have bombed every base but Bagram. We had to keep that because that's near China and Iran. So we were going to keep that for other purposes. I mean, they spent $10 billion building Bagram, and then they handed it out overnight. They give them the keys. I've never heard any. I have never seen stupidity like this. And they're trying to now, the narrative, Biden got out like he's brave. He got out like a man that was just fleeing for his life. This is the United States of America. All over the world, they're laughing at us because of the way. Withdrawal is fine, but you withdraw with dignity and with victory. We had victory. They weren't doing anything at all, Todd. We had victory. They were. You didn't hear of one attack. Think of it, 18 months and not one soldier was killed because of me. And now they're on the offensive. And those soldiers in that airbase are in danger. And those planes going off, don't forget, they have our rockets. They have rockets that shoot down planes. We gave it to them. We handed it to them instead of taking it out. So I've never seen anything like it. And the media, which is fake and crooked and corrupt, they're the worst people. They're the most corrupt people. The only thing I don't understand is why. They've got to hate our country, but they are totally, and they are, in fact, the enemy of the people. But the corrupt media shows the hurricane all night long, even when it was no longer a hurricane. It gets to a storm, and all they show is that. They don't show what's going on. They don't show the truth about Afghanistan. In the history of the world, there's never been a dumber, you would say, withdrawal than what we had in Afghanistan. And it made our country look weak and stupid.
Mr. President, who do you think is running the White House right now?
I have no idea who's running the White House, but whoever it is doing a terrible job. We had a rigged election. It was rigged. They just found 43,000 more votes last night. 43,000 more votes. And it just, I mean, it's terrible. In Georgia, 43. I don't need that many. I need much less than that. Much less than that. They found 43. And that's only one section. That was only by doing one thing. You saw that, the 43,000 ballots. I believe that was the number, and, you know, many times more. And so you have a guy who they rigged an election. You know, if they could fight a war, and I said this the other day, the way they could rig an election, and they've been rigging elections for years, but not like this. And they said, we'll never let what happened in 2016 happen again. And they did things that nobody ever dreamt of. And they used COVID in order to cheat. And watch California. How about that one where you're allowed to make your own ballot? I mean, how about that deal going on in California?
It's unbelievable.
Nothing could be worse than what they did in 2020. They did every trick in the book.
When you look at 2022, with so many of our listeners, Mr. President, have been calling and saying, Todd, what can we do? And Mr. President, I'm asking you that question. What is it that the listeners of this program, what are folks in talk radio world, what can we do to help save this country?
Well, the first thing you have to do is look at the results that are going to soon be coming out of Georgia. A very corrupt election, unbelievably corrupt. Arizona, they led the way. The senators in Arizona deserve a major medal because they led the way. They found massive fraud. Now, it's all being done by them, not by me, but let's see what happens when they do their announcement. But Arizona, now Wisconsin is starting, Pennsylvania is starting. And these are states that I was winning by a tremendous number. And all of a sudden, it got wiped out. They cheated. And, you know, when people cheat, I always say, if Tiffany gets robbed of its diamonds, when they catch the robber, you have to give the diamonds back. So does this mean they've caught him cheating already, frankly? This more stuff, you know it and you cover it well. But they have all of this incredible evidence. Does this mean that we have to keep the people that cheated for another 3.5 years? Because we're not going to have a country left. I can tell you that. We won't have a country left. And the Republicans ought to get a leader other than Mitch McConnell, who can't lead. All he does is bribe people to be with him. He raises money and he gives it out to senators. And they stay with him for that reason, not that they respect him. But we need a real leader. And you have to use the debt ceiling to negotiate deals, because if you make these deals, if these deals are allowed to go through again, you're not going to have a country. It's almost as stupid as the way they got out of Afghanistan. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Can you imagine what President Xi of China, what Putin of Russia, what Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who, by the way, just today announced that he's going to start nuclear testing again. I had him. Beautiful. We got along great. Everything was fine. I met him. Everybody said, oh, it's terrible that you'd meet him. Obama thought we were going to war with him. And everything was good. But when he sees how stupid this administration is, amazingly, today he announces that he's going to start with the nuclear stuff again. And we had him under control, too. It's just not even believable how badly our country is running. And it's all because of a rigged election. Without the rigged election, we wouldn't be having inflation. We'd have a strong border. We had the strongest border in history, and now we have the worst border in history. And many of these people from the Middle Eastern countries are pouring into our country through the southern border, which would have been impossible to do 7 months ago.
Do you fear that we could be facing terrorist attacks from some of these Islamic radicals who've been released from the prisons in Afghanistan?
Oh, absolutely. And not only us, other countries also, because they're sending these people all over the world. They're getting on the planes and they're sending them all over the world. And those are the ones, they're smart, they're sharp, they know how to talk. The people that really need help, you know, they won't get it. But they're landing planes all over the world. You're going to have terrorists. Look, I can tell you, terrorists are being dropped all over the world, including our country. But every time you see a plane land and you have that plane stuffed with people, they have no time to vet. And they can't vet anyway, because in Afghanistan, nobody had any information. The only information we had were on American citizens and Afghans that helped us. And guess what? We gave that to the enemy, which is the Afghans. We gave that to the enemy. So now there'll be a knock on the door and they'll come and grab every single one. Who was the idiot that gave a list of all Americans in Afghanistan and all of the Afghans that helped us? They gave this list to the enemy. They no longer have to search and trial and error. They have the list. Who are the people? Who are these people That is so stupid, Todd. Who are these people?
I think they're Democrats, Mr. President. I think they're Democrats.
Well, I think they're worse than Democrats. I think they're communists, if you want to know the truth, because I really think they hate our country. And our country can't go on like this. And, you know, when I went to Alabama, you had to see that crowd. And
it was
Ohio,
amazing.
Where we had a comparable crowd. I mean, just packed, and we're doing some more. We're going to Iowa. We're going to Georgia. We're going to some others.
Mr. President.
And again, you have to see the anger and the enthusiasm, too, by the way, the anger of the people.
Mr. President, I hate to do this. You know how the radio world goes. We're up against a hard break. I want to say thank you for coming on the program today, sir.
It's an honor. You do a great job. Thank you very much.
All right. President Donald John Trump, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And he had a lot to say there. And we're going to unravel that. We're also going to take your reactions as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Listen up, patriots. One of the most radical plans to reshape the future of America is happening right now, and we need to stop it. President Biden's plan to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. Back in April, the president launched a special judicial commission to reform the court, but the real plan is to install four more liberal justices to gain an automatic majority and ensure favorable rulings for his radical policies. And once the court is packed, it will end the rule of law as we know it, which is exactly what happened in Venezuela and Argentina. Let's be clear. America is not a banana republic. Thankfully, First Liberty Institute is taking a stand. They've issued a letter to the commission asking them to reject this radical court-packing scheme, and they're not alone. Franklin Graham, Ed Meese, James Dobson, Tony Perkins, plus 60,000 others have joined their coalition. But we need 1 million, so add your name now. Go to SupremeCoup.com to sign First Liberty's letter. That's SupremeCoup.com. God bless America.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. What have we said from day one? The only time we do a guest in the opening segment of the radio program is if it's President Trump. So, mission accomplished. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. What an honor to have you with us today. And, of course, we were promoting this all last week. The president graciously coming on the program, and we're going to get him back. I think he had a great time and said some very kind things about this show. We are very supportive of this president's agenda, President Donald John Trump. And he's absolutely right to condemn what's happening in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, rather, right now. He is right on the target here, folks, right on the target. So the question at hand, and there are a lot, should the U.S. military be pulled out of Afghanistan before the Americans are all rescued? And we're hearing from military personnel, we're hearing from moms and dads of troops on the ground who say they want to stay. They want to get out there and they want to go rescue Americans. Right now at the American University in Afghanistan, the State Department has told hundreds of American students and our allies that they will not be rescued. They are going to be left behind. And even worse than that, the State Department has turned over a list of all of the students, male and female, to the Taliban. And I think we can all imagine, we can all understand what's about to happen to those people. Jack Posobiec from Human Events reporting just a few moments ago that interpreters, so these are Afghans who allied with the Americans and served as interpreters, their tongues are being cut out by the Taliban. This is all on Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, and we've got some audio we're going to play after the bottom of the hour break here, one of the mothers of the fallen Marines, her name is McCollum, she told a radio talk show host that she blames Joe Biden for her son's death. And she called him demented, dementia rattled. That's what she called it. So we're going to get into that. We've got some amazing audio to play. Many of the parents of the fallen Marines are blaming President Biden. And my question to you is, who do you think is to blame as for what's going on in Afghanistan right now? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. For those of you who might have missed the opening segment, you can download our free podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the entire interview with President Trump. You can do that by going to toddstearns.com. Again, it is a free subscription, and you can download the podcast and also our newsletter, which, by the way, comes out around 3 o'clock Eastern. It is a great resource for you, chock full of all sorts of conservative news and commentary. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. What an honor to have you with us, noon to 3 Eastern, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Let's go to the phones. Idaho, Rebecca, hanging out with us on the live stream today. Rebecca, what is on your mind?
I think that Biden is to blame for this. I think all of it should be on him.
So you're saying all of what's happening in Afghanistan, this is on Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden.
Yeah, well, him and Biden, or and Obama, who I'm sure is pulling a lot of strings behind him. I mean, this is their MO. This is what they want. This is what the Democrats want.
Look, I mean, the reality here, Rebecca, is that there are some Republicans, and I'm thinking about people like the Liz Cheney's of the world, and even Mitch McConnell. We're talking about a military-industrial complex that was in the business of going to war. That's how they make their money. And given the choice, even people like Willard Mitt Romney would have had us there for 100 years, Rebecca. It was the never ending war. And Donald Trump stepped in and said, that's it. We're not doing this. This is coming to an end. But the way Donald Trump did it was a very methodical, well planned out departure instead of what's happening right now with this debacle in Kabul.
It's almost like they're doing it on purpose, Todd. I mean, honestly, it's like they're doing it on purpose. They need their money. They need to funnel money through Afghanistan. We know that that's what they do, and this is what they're doing.
Rebecca, I want you to just hear this. At this very moment, the Taliban has a larger attack helicopter force than the United Kingdom does. Do folks really think that we left all of this stuff behind by accident? Do they really think that we forgot to blow up the runways at Bagram just by accident? Do they really think that we left behind pallets of cash for the Taliban just by accident? Rebecca, I'm with you. I think this was intentional, and I suspect that what just happened is that we have supplied them with the materials needed to conduct terrorist attacks on American soil.
Exactly. And we're bringing them all over here. I mean, now we're funneling all these terrorists into our country. What in the world is going on? We need to take these people out of our politicians out. We need to get them all out. They're all corrupt, every single one of them. I think we have a few that might stand up and fight, but I'm even questioning them. Look at Dan Crenshaw. He won't even talk about voter fraud. I'm questioning him. What kind of Republican does that?
Well, look, they've all made a calculated decision to move forward. Now, the question is, does this come back and bite us? And we should find out in a very short term with the California recall. And if Newsom is able to survive, I'm going to call voter fraud there. There's no way that guy can survive the recall. So that's our first indication, Rebecca. And then 2022, the midterms. If the Republicans end up losing where they should be winning, then you know what? The Republicans have nobody to blame but themselves.
That's right. That's right. I'm ready for all of them to fall. All these sleazy, corrupt politicians need to fall. They need to go down. And American patriots need to step up and take their places. And we need to turn this country around. We need to fight like Donald Trump did. And we need to fight like General Flynn did.
Well said. Well said, Rebecca. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Did you see Joe Biden over the weekend? He and the missus actually went out there to Dover. And instead of standing respectfully, he's looking at his watch, wondering how much time does he have before it's, supper, nap time? We don't know what he was thinking. But Biden is clearly not calling the shots. And you heard President Trump talk about this. I want to play some audio. After they got a FEMA briefing on this hurricane, he decided to take some questions. Cut number two, please.
Commissioner, I really think it all works. I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Mr. President, on Afghanistan.
I'm not going to answer Afghanistan now.
Can you say if there's still an
okay.
acute risk?
Wow. Okay. Well, he should have had that as a caveat. But first of all, he said that he's not supposed to be taking any questions. And then he turns around, takes a question. It's about Afghanistan, and he boots it right out the door. This is the leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen. And the guy just sounds completely rattled. By the way, President Trump is right about this this hurricane. We've got some video for you over on ToddStearns.com. And I spent a lot of time last night watching the Weather Channel. That is a time of my life I will never get back. But I'm watching all of these guys fighting, struggling to stand upright in these brutal winds. And all the while, you have regular citizens just lollygagging behind them, except for a couple of guys who are actually doing somersaults and cartwheels. That was pretty entertaining. I gave that one guy a 10 only because he had a backpack on, and he managed to miss the fire hydrant. But it was beautiful. I've never seen anything like that. All I'm trying to tell you is that the hurricane coverage, as bad as it is down there, a lot of it is fake news reporting. Now, I want to say, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's a horrible thing that's happened. But when you build a city below sea level, you kind of have to expect that it's going to flood, right? I mean, maybe the lesson here is don't build cities below sea level. It's the same concept. You know, I see these people, they get all horrified when they build their homes on the side of a cliff, and then there's a landslide, and poof, there goes the house. Well, again, just a thought, maybe you should not build your home on the side of a cliff. Just a thought. All you people out there building your beautiful multi-bazillion dollar homes on the beachfront, along comes the hurricane, and you don't even have a slab left, and yet you expect all of us taxpayers to foot the bill so that you can rebuild. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get what you pay for. I'm just saying. So to that point, President Trump is right. They were just looking for anything to divert the attention away from Afghanistan. Absolutely anything. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to share with you some audio here. And this audio is from the father of a soldier. He called into Wilkow's show on Sirius XM, cut number one.
What is your message to us? What should we be thinking and feeling right now?
Oh, be afraid of our leadership or lack thereof. Pray every day for the soldiers that are putting their lives at risk and doing what they love, which is protecting all of us. I think they're the only ones that we can honestly say have our backs.
And he's right. He's right. Joe Biden, the Pentagon, they don't have the backs of these soldiers over there. Now, the mother of another soldier by the name of McCollum, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, Jackson, Wyoming, she was fired up. Fired up. She called in to a radio program, and I want to hear, I just want you to hear, hear this lady. Cut number five, please.
Go ahead. My son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. 20 years and 6 months old, getting ready to come home from freaking Jordan to be with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning to Marines at my door telling me my son was dead.
I mean, you can't imagine the anguish, the knocks on the door that these moms and dads received. You just cannot imagine that. Cut number seven, please.
But I never thought in a million years he would die for nothing, because a feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap decided he wanted a photo op on September 11th. That's what kills me. I wanted my son to represent our country, to fight for my country, but I never thought that a feckless piece of crap would send him to his death and smirk on television while he's talking about people dying with his nasty smirk. The dementia-ridden piece of crap needs to be removed from office. It never would have happened under Trump.
And she's right. It would not have happened under President Trump. But these parents need a voice. And these parents, they need answers. And they deserve justice. All right, let's go to the phones here. Robert in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on Nougat Radio. Robert, what's on your mind this morning?
Just basically more of the same. I don't understand how Biden can really stay in office. I remember they were talking about, I think it was the 24th Amendment, you know, like where a leader is rendered
the 25th Amendment, the 25th Amendment.
Excuse me, yeah. You know, I mean, that would be like, you know, they were saying that would, in regards to Trump, but I mean, realistically, like, anybody can see that Biden is I mean, he's senile. It's like, I mean, there's no really way around it. Like, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, it's like that he's not fit to lead.
No, he's not fit to lead. And again, when you look at the laundry list here, now we're getting word, the Washington Post reporting, Robert, that the Taliban wanted to work out a deal with the Biden administration to keep the airport open past the deadline, which is tomorrow. They turned that down. You've got Biden. You've got Biden literally arming the enemy. And there's a very good chance some of those weapons could be used in terrorist attacks on American soil or even in the countries of some of our allies. You've got Joe Biden leaving behind American citizens. Then you've got Joe Biden literally turning over the names of not just Americans, but also our allies. Robert, that is treasonous behavior. This is not some sort of a dementia rattled person. This is treasonous behavior that must be addressed.
I agree with you, Doug. I do. The Taliban now has a hold of more Black Hawk helicopters than, like, I think it's like Australia.
The United Kingdom. Yeah, the United Kingdom. They have more Black Hawk. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've got one of the most powerful militaries in the world, thanks to the United States, specifically to Joe Biden. Go ahead, your final thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the love of God, Todd, blow your nose. Please blow your nose.
All right. I'm not sure what that was all about. But anyway, there you go. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Wow, I got a couple of nasty notes on the Facebook page. Todd, why'd you cut President Trump off like that? We wanted to hear more. Well, I'm sorry, but we have these computers and we have to take these hard breaks. My apologies, folks. But we got to pay the bills. We got to pay the bills, and that's what we do. By the way, now more than ever, it is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. I want to encourage you, switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation. They're also going to hook you up with a free gift. Veterans, first responders, you guys are going to save even more. Switching is incredibly easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, let's go to the phones. Keith, North Carolina on the talk station. Hi, Keith. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Todd. I guess it's afternoon or it's morning there. I can tell you who's running the country right now. It's called O'Biden.
Is that right? So you think it's not just Taliban Joe who's running the country? You think Obama's got his fingers in this?
Well, many of Obama's advisors now are the advisors of Joe Biden. And if you think about everything that this man has done since he became the president, is to weaken this country. You know, he's allowing them pour over the southern border. He's destroyed our ability to produce fuel to be self-sufficient. And now he's making us look awful on the international stage. And nobody will ever trust us again if we ask them to be our interpreters and assistants in a foreign country. I mean, I think he's been very effective. And unless I'm mistaken, Mr. Obama said something about fundamentally changing this country. And it's happening right before our eyes in real time.
Keith, that was the promise that Barack Obama made back in 2007 on the campaign trail. He promised to fundamentally transform America. And I believe that he delivered on that promise. President Trump came in and reversed a lot of the damage that had been done. But to your point, this is a fundamentally transformed nation, and if we do not get a handle on this very quickly, the damage will be irreversible. And we're going to talk more about that after the top of the hour news. Keith, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening to us out there. A lot of great patriots in that part of the country. But folks, understand this, that the damage is being done, and the damage is being perpetrated through our public education system. And we're going to get to that right at the top of the hour after the news break here. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country. But right now, I want to remind you that I know many of you are good church-going people. You believe in the power of prayer. And there are a lot of people out there that need prayer today. And I'm talking about the families of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. We cannot and we must not forget their names. I will say this, you don't hear Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Stacey Abrams out there on the national news ordering people to say their names. That's not happening. But on this program, we are going to say their names. And we need to remember these individuals and their families who are suffering at this moment. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Nouse of Corytown, Tennessee. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover of Salt Lake City, Utah. Marine Corps Sergeant Giovanni Rosario Picardo of Lawrence, Massachusetts. Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G. of Sacramento, California. Marine Corps Corporal Dagan Page of Omaha, Nebraska. Marine Corps Corporal Umberto Sanchez of Logansport, Indiana. Marine Corps Lance Corporal David Espinosa of Rio Bravo, Texas. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz of St. Charles, Missouri. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan Marola of Rancho Cucamonga, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nikoy of Norco, California. Navy Hospitalman Maxton Soviak of Berlin Heights, Ohio. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez of Indio, California. And Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum of Jackson, Wyoming. All of these individuals, male and female, in their early 20s. And they were blown up by the Muslim terrorist in Kabul, Afghanistan. We must remember their sacrifice. They paid the ultimate sacrifice. So be sure to pray for these folks. Be sure to pray for their families. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. Our website is toddstearns.com. Don't forget, you can download the free podcast interview we did with President Trump. That was a doozy. We'll be right back, America.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. We've been following the developments coming out of the Gulf Coast. Louisiana, Mississippi, hit hard by Hurricane Ida, and not looking good down there. What is it, a million customers, give or take a few, are without power right now. The storm completely knocked out the power grid there in New Orleans. But the bigger story may, in fact, be happening in a place called St. John the Baptist Parish, a city called La Place. Now, what is interesting about this, when my dad worked in the, was an electrician, worked in the oil industry, and actually got transferred from Louisiana or from Memphis to La Place, Louisiana. So went to junior high school and high school in La Place and know a lot of people there. And the town has just been devastated. Now, just to give you some geography there, The La Place is actually a few miles away from both Lake Pontchartrain and another large lake called Lake Maurepas, and there is no levee system like there is in New Orleans. So when the storm surge hit Lake Pontchartrain, it just completely inundated the town of La Place, and there have literally been hundreds of people that are trapped in their homes. The Cajun Navy is on location there. And they're going door to door in their boats rescuing people, and they're telling us the scenes are absolutely devastating. So we're waiting to hear more information there. Most of the phone lines are down, but certainly if you know of people in that area, maybe you have family down there, we would love to hear how things are going. It looks like our good friends listening to us in Lafayette on KPEL and KROF, you guys, it's our understanding, escaped most of the significant damage. Unlike Katrina, this was not a very large storm. It was much smaller in size, but still the winds, there was one wind gust of 170-some-odd miles an hour. Unbelievable. And it was sustained. I mean, normally when these storms hit, they immediately come down to, you know, tropical storm, then depression. I mean, this thing was a hurricane for, what, 24 hours? Unbelievable. So anyway, you folks in Mississippi are under the gun right now with the floodwaters. And even here at our flagship station, KWAM, understanding that we're going to get the big winds and the rains a little bit later today. So, Grace Baker, do we have a boat? Do we need to call the Cajun Navy?
Ooh,
put them on standby.
I've got them on speed dial if we need them.
We have snacks and water downstairs. That's all
course.
I know.
We need food. We got to make sure you don't get hangry on
us. That time has come and gone. I'm just going to say. Years ago, they sent me down to New Orleans. I was at the Democrat convention. I was in Denver, Colorado. We were about ready to pack up and go to, that was where Obama gave the speech with the Greek columns. It was quite the scene. And so from there, we were off to Minneapolis. So I had my RNC attire, which was basically suits. And I got a call. They said, Todd, a hurricane's about to hit New Orleans. We need you to go down there. And I'm like, what?
What?
So I had to go down there, hit a Walmart. Actually, I drove to LaPlace to get supplies. Landed at Louis Armstrong International, drove to LaPlace, got supplies, and we were hunkered down in some hotel right off a canal.
So instead of telling you to go, you know, take cover, get, you know, find some shelter, they told you to go to the store.
Oh, yeah. They expect you to strap yourself to a phone pole.
Oh, my gosh.
And report all the news. They love those scenes, you know, of the reporter standing up, you know, getting battered.
You got the umbrella and it flips inside out.
No, there are no umbrellas.
I know.
You're no umbrellas. It's like you need a hard hat. So anyway, I go down there. Everything is closed in the French Quarter except for like this nasty hole in the wall convenience store. And the only thing they had, saltine crackers and Vienna sausages.
You got to do what you got to do.
So I literally buy them out because I didn't know how long we were going to be down there. And another reporter was being sent down. And I know that he didn't have any provisions. So I've got like, I don't know, a case of Vienna sausages and saltine crackers. Get to the hotel. And one of the producers, because the TV people were staying, we are all staying in the same compound. And one of the TV producers says, what is that? I said, well, I got food for everyone. I got the Vienna sausages and the saltines. And he says, this is your first hurricane working for Fox, isn't it? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, we have it catered.
What?
I'm like, what? And sure enough, they every like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we had like we had our own chef.
Well, at least you had a full belly while covering it.
True. But I just left the Vienna sausages. I hope somebody had them, yeah.
No need to eat those. It is what it is.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Good to have you with us. And we're certainly thinking about all you people down there in Louisiana. And great to know that the Cajun Navy is on the scene and out there rescuing folks. Good, good people. Crazy story out of Southern California. And this is in a, believe it or not, a conservative school district down there. This is the Newport School District. A teacher posted some video of herself on the TikTok. Now, Grace, I don't know what's going through people's minds. It seems to me that she's probably maybe a few years older than you, but not by many.
Oh, geez.
So I'd say she's probably, 25, 26 years old.
She's a solid millennial, I guess.
And she's posting all this stuff on TikTok. And we had the video on our website, toddstarnes.com. But she's actually bragging about not having the American flag in her classroom. She took down the American flag. And when the kid said, well, hey, look, we got to pledge allegiance to something, she says, well, you can pledge allegiance to the gay pride flag.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's bragging about this as if it's some sort of a badge of honor.
I don't understand why people think, I'm going to go post that on the internet. Like, if you wanted to get away with it, don't post it, lady.
Okay. Aside from the fact that she's, you know, she's a moron.
Yeah.
She is like a lunatic. Something is not, when you watch her, she does not sound like a grown-up, functioning human being.
She's got a little twitch in the eye.
Big time. Cut number three, please.
Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I gotta find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
So, wow.
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 That's all I got to say to that. She sounds like a little giggling schoolgirl that got away with something.
You got to watch the video, Grace. It's just unbelievable. The video is, as horrible as it sounds, when you actually watch the video, you realize this woman is clearly mentally deficient.
Not all there.
Front porch lights on, nobody's home.
Oof.
So she said that the reason she took out the American flag is because it made her feel uncomfortable. And then the kids, and look, I've been there. You know, you're at a big, like, gathering, and it's time to say the pledge, and you don't see where the flag is. Everybody's looking around. Okay, where's the flag?
Sure.
That's what the kids have been doing.
Oh, poor kids.
It's horrible. But this chick, she's got an agenda because we were able to uncover some more TikTok video. Ooh. By the way, her account is now private.
Oh, of course.
Here's cut number four.
It's Pride Month.
Hold on. Stop. All right. I've got to set this up for you. She's wearing, like, massive rainbow-colored, like, clothing and earrings and the whole nine yards.
Oh, she's fully decked out, huh?
Oh, she is, like, fully allied with the LGBT, whatever the heck, you know,
can
the
I
alphabet.
Can I just say, as a woman, I like, the color of the rainbow, like, the palette on clothes. And then when I wear a shirt that has, like, maybe pastel rainbow colors, people are like, oh, you're wearing that for Pride Month or something. I'm like, no, I just like the colors.
God made the rainbow.
This is true.
Not the activist.
This is
true. God made the rainbow.
This is true.
Somebody co-opted the rainbow.
I just hate that it's now, like, if I wear that, people think one thing.
Oh, that's right. It was like Vacation Bible School. Oh, I'm so excited that Vacation Bible School now supports the LGBT. No, it's Noah and the Ark.
It's Noah and the Ark, buddy.
It's Noah and the Ark, pal.
Anyway, side tangent.
All right,
just
I'm sorry.
Me.
Let's go back now. Let's play this audio.
It's Pride Month.
I will never not be awkward. That's fun for me. Happy Pride, everyone. It's June 1st, the start of Pride Month. Here's what I got going in my classroom. I got these flags from Target in, like, the dollar bin, so that's amazing. They didn't have all of them in the collection that they came out with, so I got all the ones that they had. As well as the inclusive Pride flag. I pledge allegiance to the queers. I also got a really big Pride inclusive flag. I need to put it up still, but it's gonna go up there and I need, like, a ladder. So that's gonna come later. But it's here, yay! So, I love you all very much. For the people who are out, for the people who aren't out, you're appreciated, you're loved, you are enough. I support you, I got you. Send your queer friends.
There's a TV show many, many years ago called All in the Family with Archie Bunker. And Archie and his wife Edith would sometimes go after Edith. He would call her a dingbat. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the modern day equivalent of Edith. That woman at the high school there in Southern California is a dingbat. Ditzy broad, okay, but a dingbat. So the question is, again, let me caveat this by saying this is not every school teacher in America, but there are far too many like this chick. And you need to understand that this is what is killing America. These kinds of school teachers, they are indoctrinating your kids. They are teaching your kids to hate America. They're teaching your kids to be confused about their sexuality, their gender, whatever. And they are the ones that are driving this radical social and cultural change in America. And it's happening right there, compliments of your tax dollars. You are paying that woman's salary. Look, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I got to tell you, folks, you just love America, and we love this country, and some of the things that are happening around this nation right now to honor the memory of the fallen service members, it's really just, it's poignant. The folks who own Nico's Bar and Euros are donating $1 for every beer they sell until September 11th. And the funds are going to go towards military families and military charities. And they've actually set up a table inside this little restaurant. And again, it's a small restaurant, so they don't have a lot of space. But they're taking an entire table, and they've decked out the table with American flags. and 13 beers poured for the 13 fallen service members. At Marco's Pizza in Germantown, Tennessee, they did the same thing. They are designating 13 seats where people would normally come in. Service members would come in and grab a slice and maybe a Baptist martini or an iced tea. And this is happening at restaurants all over America. Maybe there's something happening in your community, a way for you to honor these service members. We would love to hear about that. One of the things that really got me, there's a young man, 14 years old, Devin Lynham from Carson City, Nevada. So you folks are listening to us on the Nevada stations. This guy, this young kid, went outside in the front yard underneath an American flag, which was flying at half staff. Devin is a cadet senior airman for the Nevada Civil Air Patrol, and he played taps. He played taps for these brave men and women who were taken from us by the Muslim terrorist. So God bless you all. It's just a reminder of how good this country is and how much we care about our fighting men and women. Let's go to the phones. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Elsie, our good friend and de facto bodyguard from WHKP. Hey, Elsie, what's going on today?
Todd, it's good to talk to you. I pray that God will bless you and keep you safe. But what I wanted to say to you was I think every Democrat and maybe three-fourths of the Republicans in Washington should be arrested for treason. And do you, if you remember, I don't know how old you are, but back in the 50s, we had a couple that was arrested for treason, and they were electrocuted. I think they ought to be arrested for treason and punished severely some way, every one of them, for what they've done to our boys and our country. I have grandchildren that age of those boys that died, and it breaks my heart to hear it.
You know, Elsie, these are just kids. I mean, we're talking 20, 21 years old, and one of the young ladies, one of the female troops, service members who was killed just a few days before was literally cradling a baby that had been rescued from the Taliban and from the Muslim terrorist. I mean, these are good kids with their entire lives before them snuffed out.
I have a 20-year-old granddaughter, and it would kill me if something happened to her like that.
I cannot even begin to imagine the unbearable pain. And we just have to pray that Almighty God will comfort these families and surround them with his love and with his care, which I know the Lord will do. But this all could have been prevented, and that's the great tragedy here.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Elsie, God bless
you. But I pray that God will bless you and keep you safe because our country needs you.
Well, you're kind to say that, Elsie, and we're going to keep fighting the good fight around here. And, folks, I mean, Elsie is very passionate about this, and you can hear it in her voice. This is something that matters. And she's right. There was a time when we took our citizenship seriously. And what Joe Biden has done here is treasonous. He has left Americans behind. I mean, do you really think they're going to be able to get out all the Americans before the deadline? These people are going to be hostages. That's what's going to happen. Americans are going to die. There's no doubt about that. But for Joe Biden to leave behind our fellow countrymen, for Joe Biden to equip and arm the enemy, and President Trump is right. He believes there is going to be a terrorist attack on American soil. So do you agree with Elsie that what this administration has done is treasonous? 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You can also weigh in on our social media pages. You can access those over at toddstarnes.com. By the way, while you are there, I would encourage you, get yourself a copy of my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You need to read this book. You need to figure out how you can get engaged in the fight to save our country, to restore American exceptionalism, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on the website. We'll be right back, folks. folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great American patriot, Sarah Carter. Sarah, good to have you with us. And I want you to jump right into this. Very concerned about developments in Afghanistan. And the fact is, nobody seems to know how many Americans we're leaving behind.
That's right, Todd. This is a very serious issue. I mean, we have a number of Americans. I know this personally. I've been in communication with them. I've also been in communication with congressional offices that are doing everything they can to try and get them out of the country. Right now, everything is shut down. The Taliban is going home to home searches. I've been talking to my Afghan sources on the ground as well. They're terrified. We've seen already 200,000 people have basically fled towards the Pakistan border. Some of them have already made that crossing. The situation there is just as bad. There's two or three border entrances into Pakistan. One is the Torkham border. There's another border crossing as well. A lot of people have been shot there, actually, both Pakistani border guards as well as the Pakistani border guards shooting at the Afghan people who are basically in a panic and trying to flee. We have seen evidence of Russian GRU on the ground as well, possibly assisting the Taliban. That's according to sources that I've been talking with. The situation is absolutely horrific. I can't tell you how many Americans I have been on the phone with and how many Afghan allies, people that have fully approved SIVs that actually waited through the process. You know, I saw some commentaries on Twitter where people said, well, why didn't they get out earlier? They knew this was going to come. I understand the frustration with some of the American people and as such, but remember, a lot of people were doing things the right way. They're not crossing the border illegally. They're applying. They're putting in their paperwork. It was a process. Very few people every year were accepted through this process because, of course, and it's an extensive, vetting process to make sure that the people that are coming here are the people that deserve to be here, the people that actually worked for U.S. forces, the people that actually worked alongside our NATO forces. Right now, I have heard different numbers. Between 300 and 1,500 Americans are still on the ground in Afghanistan. The airport, of course, is shuttered. That's Kabul International Airport, KIA, or KIA, which is interesting. I've spent a lot of time there. I've been to Afghanistan. It's been a good portion of my career covering Afghanistan and the war. My husband was blinded there. We have very many friends there, people that we would want to be in a foxhole with, right? I'm telling you, people that have proved themselves and people that are dear friends. We are going to have one family. We are sponsoring that I, by the grace of God, was able to get out with their newborn baby. But a lot of their family did not make it. They are still trapped in Kabul. They assisted the U.S., and I'm in fear for their life.
Sarah, and by the way, folks, Sarah Carter, SarahAcarter.com, her website on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sarah, we're also getting reports that students at American University in Afghanistan have been told they're stranded, that their help will not be coming. We're hearing reports from everyone from Dan Crenshaw to Congressman Jody Heiss that Americans are being denied entry to the airport. Are you hearing those reports as well?
100%. No, I'm 100%. I'm on a chain with folks that we have been working for the last, I would say, maybe 2 weeks. I've kind of lost track of time with all of this. They are, you know, people call everyone on this chain the digital Dunkirk in order to get around all of the bureaucracy. We've been collecting names of people on the ground. We have been getting that information out there on my podcast, you know, the Sarah Carter Show. I've been working really diligently to get that information out there so that the American public understands what's going on. Yes, Congressman Michael Waltz is correct. Mike Garcia, who has been from California, who has been amazing, and his office, who have worked, I can't even begin to tell you day and night. There's a gentleman by the name of Charles Navarro at his office that has been literally, he and I and Molly on his team, we have worked together to get as many people as possible out. Our focus has been to find those SIVs, to find Americans in the country. Fortunately, with a lot of the contacts that I've had there, we've been able to do some of that with their contacts. They've been able to do that. I mean, you're wait until it all comes out. I mean, you're going to be surprised, Todd, at how many great Americans, Morgan Ortegas, Mary Beth Long, you know, people who have worked in the government, people who are civilians, how many of us have been collecting names and informing State Department. I was stunned when I spoke to an American and I had said, who at the State Department has contacted you? And they basically said to me, no one. No one has called me. The other day, an American was on their way to the airport, and I don't know how to explain to you the feeling of disgust that I felt when they were given another number to call the State Department for extraction. And as they were passing a Taliban or coming up to a Taliban checkpoint, these two Americans, they were placed on hold and elevator music began playing. Nobody was there to pick up the other line. We actually have not been able to contact them again,
Good
and we
Lord.
Don't know what happened to those two. Yeah,
Sarah, I want to ask you, because I know your time is limited here. We've got about 30 seconds. When you see Joe Biden, even now refusing to take any questions about Afghanistan, what is going on here with this government?
I don't know. But I know that the soldiers who've served our nation, like my husband and others who I'm on the phone with every day, and those who I've heard cry, and the 13 Marines that lost their lives, and all those who were wounded, and all those civilians that have, you know, died, 170 of them, and all the civilians that want to get here to the United States, they don't understand. They don't understand. There is so much anger right now across the globe at President Biden for his actions here. He has literally left people to die. He has literally sentenced Americans to death, and he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to give control of Kabul to the terrorist Taliban. He didn't have to do it. He had options. We're the United States of America. Mullah Baradar does not have the power that we have. You know, President Biden could have taken control of Kabul, and he knows he could have done it. The Washington Post wrote about this. Instead, he seized control. He gave it to the Taliban and said, we'll just be in charge of the airport. Mullah Baradar himself couldn't even believe it in his first speech when he entered Kabul, when he said, I can't believe how easy it was. The Americans just laid down their arms and let us come right in. Think about that and how that reflects on us for the rest of the world, what this president has done. I think the good part, if there is anything good that comes out of this, is the fact that so many Americans have stood up and have put themselves on the line to fight and to protect our allies, and particularly the Americans that are trapped in Afghanistan. Those are the real heroes here. Some of the major generals I've spoken to, some of the people in State Department, Congress, in the Senate, Senator Tom Cotton, other senators like Senator Marsha Blackburn, Claudia Tenney out of New York, like I said, Congressman Mike Garcia, Michael Waltz, and others who have done everything they can to put everything on the line to save people's lives. And believe me, they have. And now it's up to us to expose what this administration did. This administration needs to be held accountable. Because if anyone has blood on their hands, it's them.
Well said. Sarah, we're going to leave it there. SarahAcarter.com, the website. We appreciate the great work you're doing and the great investigative journalism as well, Sarah.
Oh, thanks so much, Todd. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for everything you do to support the work that I do here and everything else. You're a great American.
All right, folks. Again, Sarah Carter, if you haven't bookmarked her website, you need to do that. SarahAcarter.com. All sorts of great journalism that she's doing every single day. And again, this digital Dunkirk, as she called it, where they are mobilizing. You've got retired military veterans going out there, organizing these rescue teams, boots on the ground, doing what the Biden administration, what the State Department will not allow our troops to do, which is rescue these Americans. And this is a very time-sensitive issue, because once that deadline expires, those Americans become hostages. It's very, very sad what's happening in our country. All right, I want to go to the phones here. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Shad, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, how's it going, man?
It's going well, thank you.
Well, I'm deeply upset about what's happening here, man. I mean, we got this guy who's supposed to be our quarterback for our country and everything else that, and he's just basically just sitting on his hands. He's not doing anything. I mean, he's trying to attempt to do something, but he's not really doing anything. When somebody tries to ask him a question, he either puts his hands in his face or just turns around from the microphone and leaves. He knows for a fact that he made bad decisions. He knows this for a fact. And although he's got his little dementia thing going on and everything else, and so on and so forth, he's got people in the war room that are telling him, and advisors are telling him, don't do this, do it this way. I mean, before the deadline was going on and everything else, what he should have done was he should have sent additional troops, and just as a show of power, I would have sent about 20 or 30 battleships surrounding the sea in case these terrorists tried to flee and go over to the sea, whatever, we basically would have them surrounded, get everybody out, get the Americans out, get the help people that helped us out with the intelligence and everything else. Then you get the soldiers out gradually over time, and you get the sailors out and everybody else out over time. You don't just throw up your hands and say, well, we're going to have this deadline, that's it, you know, and then, you know, hope for the best, you know, and this is what's going on with all this chaos and now with the bombing that happened last week and everything else. I mean, I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Well, Shad, I'll go one further. I think that this administration is setting us up for a terrorist attack on American soil. And that's what troubles me here, whether intentional or not. But this is part of a very dangerous game the Democrats are playing. And I think even some Democrats understand how foolhardy the Biden administration is behaving right now. I mean, just keep in mind, we gave the Taliban 33 Black Hawk helicopters, 33, not to mention the tanks, the fighter jets. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what we have done. But basically, the American taxpayers, Shad, have outfitted a military for the Taliban. That's what's happened here.
Well, it sounds to me, and you're right, Todd, it sounds to me, basically what we've done is we've given the Taliban their own Air Force is what we've done. And there was also something I heard on a radio program last week. They have the technology. There's like this thing where, say, for example, if you're the head Taliban guy and I come in and say, hey, I'm one of you guys, whatever, they can take a picture of you and in a matter of seconds know exactly who you are. And they say, okay, this guy's good or this guy's bad. Let's just go ahead and shoot him. That's the type of technology they have now.
We're watching.
And really, to be honest with you, everybody in Congress that actually was doing this stuff going as far back as the summer of love to be held responsible. They've taken the entire country hostage. And now they're putting their views, their agenda across the entire globe. Nancy Pelosi needs to lose her job, and she needs to be in prison right now for what she's been doing.
All
she's
of them
do. Her fines. She's not paying her fines because apparently over there at the White House, there's a section that's cut off where they're doing this investigation or whatever, and everybody in the Congress has got the email, don't come in this area. She keeps walking in that area and everything else. Nobody doesn't say anything to her
because
she's Nancy Pelosi.
All right. Shad, we got to leave it there. Thank you for calling in today. Folks, we do have to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Website, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, let's get to the phones, 901-260-5926. Deborah, Statesville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Deborah, what's on your mind?
God bless you, Todd Starnes. Well, your radio station, I've prayed for you through the years. I've listened to you, but I'm calling in and letting you know something here. You give more time to the LVG Q-team, whatever it is, rainbow flag, than you did to our great, great, great president, Donald John Trump. You had him on the phone. You could have held him over through a break because a lot of people that are poor, they don't have money for cable. They've got outside antennas, and I do myself personally. And I say to you, a lot of people listen to that radio to get their information. And hallelujah, we need to hear from Donald John Trump. I prayed that man into office. Rush Limbaugh I've listened to him for years. You're filling big shoes right there. I'm telling you, he was an icon.
Well, Deborah, let me jump in here for a second. Now, some of the things you don't see behind the scenes, when we're dealing with the president's schedulers, they tell us that we have to keep it within a certain amount of time. And we have to agree to that, or else, you know, they're not going to book him for our radio program. So we honor the time commitments that we're allowed. We were allowed 15 minutes, and I think actually the president went over a couple of minutes, but that's on him. But we have a responsibility to honor the time commitments that we made to the president's team. We would love to have had him on for the entire hour of the show, but, you know, that was the time we were given.
Forgive me, but I'm going to interrupt you here. Make the time for him, because it's very important to us. As
so you want me to tell the president? United. You want me to tell the president to what to do?
Give him my phone number, because I've been praying for him. I prayed him into that White House from the First Apprentice. And when he got to leave Washington, D.C. on January the 20th, I never had tears flowing down my face, knowing he was the people's president. And there he goes, a flourished economy. Everything's going good for all of us. People working, everything. They set this coronavirus, I know it from my heart. They did it intentionally to collapse the economy. I wrote this news for 35 years, and I know what I'm talking about. I'm saying to you that man should still be at the White House, Donald John Trump. He's going back to that White House. And I know it. I wrote it down the day he left Washington, D.C.
All right.
January the 20th. Hold on, Todd.
Real quick.
January the 20th, I wrote it down on his picture. God, you know the truth, and I stuck it in the Bible. And everything's coming to fruition. And the truth is beginning to shine all over our country.
All right, Deborah, that's it. Sorry, Deborah, we're coming up against a break here, and I think we got your point. But the fact of the matter is we can't tell President Trump that he has to stay on the full hour of the show. We would love to, but maybe we will. Because, again, we honor what the president's team asked us to do. And that's how we operate on this radio program. We don't ambush anybody. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here, pay some bills, or else the computer's going to cut us off. 901-260-5926. She's a big Trump fan, though. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Holy, holy cannoli. Wow. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, Taliban Joe is at it again. Welcome to the third hour of the Todd Stern Radio Program. So, Grace Baker, I was scrolling through the old Twitter feed.
Yes.
And came across a clip from a press briefing that President Biden, Taliban Joe, just had. And this is something else. He's weighing in, Grace, on the horrible hurricane that hit New Orleans,
sure.
hit the Gulf Coast. And he was talking about one of the individuals who was going to be a part of the conference, Congressman Cedric Richmond. And he called him the black congressman. He called him his boy.
What in the world?
No, we are efforting the audio
oh,
here.
No.
Can you imagine?
Awkward.
Let's just go down this path here. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had referred to a black congressman as a boy?
Oh, the media would have, like, lost their
Come
heads.
Here, boy. Boy, I say boy. They would have lost it. There would be marches on the... Al Sharpton would literally set fire to the White House.
Oh, no.
That's what would have happened. I mean...
Oh, Joe. That's all I got to say. Oh,
Taliban,
Joe.
Taliban Joe, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he has a really bad track record when it comes to race and racial issues in America. And the Democrats gave the guy a pass for whatever reason. But there's enough evidence to suggest that Taliban Joe, who used to regale us with tales of corn pop and gang fights and being a lifeguard and letting children caress his hairy legs, there are enough stories like that floating around out there to really make you wonder if this guy was not some sort of a closet member of the KKK. Don't forget, no, I'm not saying he is one. I'm just saying there's a lot of smoke there. Not to mention the fact that Joe Biden, yes, Joseph Robinette Biden, Taliban Joe, actually eulogized a member of the Klan, a Klan leader. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to get this up on the website momentarily. I do want to go to the phones, though. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Donald listening to us on WSIC. Donald, what's going on today?
Hey, good to hear from you. Always good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
I was wondering, you know, the Governor Cuomo sent all those people into that rest home and caused all the viruses to spread. Is Joe not doing the same thing with the people coming across the border?
Oh, the people, the refugees, the 100,000 yeah. refugees.
Yeah, he does the same thing, doing the same thing. You wait. Like I heard in Texas, what they're doing is counting their cases. Some of the corona cases is some of the people who illegally entered the country.
Now, this is an interesting issue you're bringing up here, Donald, because there is a report out, I believe, from all people, the Washington Post, and they're saying that a lot of these people that were flown out were not vetted and they were not vaccinated. And we know they certainly were not wearing the face burkas. But that is a concern that these people are being dropped off in places like Kentucky and Wisconsin by the hundreds. Yeah. And they may very well be infected with the China virus.
That's exactly right.
And you think he's doing this intentionally?
He's doing it out of ignorance.
Could be. That's a fair point. All right.
Give him any. Okay. But anyway, that's the point I want to make.
All right, Donald. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us. I mean, there is an argument to be made that it's either out of ignorance that he's doing this, or this is all being done intentionally to destabilize America and to destabilize our allies. Let me just put it this way. Do you really think our allies trust us to do the right thing anymore? Do you really think that's happening? I'm telling you, what Joe Biden has done in less than 8 months is to pretty much destroy America and our standing in the world community. That's what Joe Biden has done here. So, look, we're going to be taking your calls on that, and we'll also round up this audio of Joe Biden calling the black congressman a boy. And the mainstream media will just completely ignore this. This will not even merit a story or even a turn of the head. Oh, that's just Joe being his crazy racist self. Don't mind old crazy Joe. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, our good friend Mike Lindell is doing it again. He is offering some incredible discounts on his incredible sheets, the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great. And I got to tell you, for me, I'm on the go. When I hit that pillow, I want to be able to sleep and rest well. And I do, thanks to the MyPillow and the Giza Dream bed sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, durable. And those Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. It is a wonderful treat for yourself, or if you want to get somebody an early Christmas gift, you might want to do it now, because Mike is offering a sale of the year for our listeners. For a limited time, you're going to get 50% off your Giza Dream sheets, and you're going to get a set for as low as $49.99. It's a terrific deal. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code STARNS. You're going to not only find great discounts on the sheets, but all of the other MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Again, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing well today. So a former cabinet member of the Obama administration, not very happy with all you unvaccinated people out there. And they are very, very upset. His name is Arne Duncan, and he compared all of you unvaccinated Americans to suicide bombers. Specifically, the suicide bombers who attacked the international airport in Kabul. So this is the quote from former Education Secretary Arne Duncan. He says, "Have you noticed how strikingly similar both the mindsets and actions are between the suicide bombers at the airport and the anti-mask, anti-vax people? They blow themselves up, inflict harm on those around them, and are convinced they are fighting for freedom." So let me explain something. Using the Old Testament King James Version of the Bible, Mr. Duncan is a dumbass. A dumbass. He is also ignorant. And I want to go through this because it's important. Again, we're watching the dehumanization of anyone who does not want to get the vaccine and anybody who doesn't want to wear a face burqa for the rest of their lives. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, by the way, called Mr. Duncan a real piece of human garbage. So let's be clear about something. The Taliban, the radical Muslims, they are not fighting for freedom. They are fighting to destroy freedom. They are fighting to destroy the nation of Israel. They are fighting to destroy Christianity. They are fighting to destroy Western civilization. They want to establish a global caliphate. That's what's going on here. The people who do not want to wear a face mask, the people that refuse to take the China virus vaccine, are simply following the science, and they're following their freedom of conscience. Just remember, it was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the scientist, who told us early on that face masks did not work. Remember that? And the reality is there are a lot of people out there who have very legitimate reasons not to get that vaccine, whether it be a medical exemption or a religious exemption. But you know what? The issue here is something called freedom of choice. And the decision whether or not to get the jab in your arm should be made between Americans and their doctors, not the government, or cable television news host, or former members of the Barack Obama administration. By the way, on that issue, the super spreader event, you had Barack Obama's birthday bash, then you had the big Trump rally with 65,000 people in Cullman, Alabama. Guess which one, ladies and gentlemen, turned out to be a super spreader event. It was the one with Barack Hussein Obama. Apparently, the folks out there eating the high-dollar cocktail weenies at Martha's Vineyard were highly contagious. They were breathing diseased breath on everybody over there. It's very horrible. So just want to point that out for you. But I'm telling you, there are a lot of church-going Christian people out there. And I'm really I'm a little aggravated with some of you folks. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten, Grace Baker, over the past week or so telling me, well, Todd, you're just not a very good Christian. You're telling people they shouldn't get the... No, I'm not telling people anything. I'm telling them to go talk to their doctor.
What a novel concept.
This is not Dr. Laura, all right? This is not Ask the Doctor Radio.
You mean this isn't Dr. Todd Starnes Radio?
Ask Dr. Todd. You know, I'll tell you where to put that jab.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm not, but I'm a little frustrated, Grace. Just a little frustrated. But there are people out there, and you know who these people are, Grace? Remember in Vacation Bible School, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Remember that?
Yes.
King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to what?
Bow
down to before the big giant golden statue.
Or if you watch VeggieTales, chocolate bunny. But yeah.
Okay, that's... By the way, why is the tomato a... Okay, never mind. The tomato is a fruit. I never understood
okay,
why the tomato was a...
Don't get into that debate.
I digress. But the point of this is there are Christians out there who actually believe that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should have bowed down to the golden image.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there are. Because they believe that you should bow down and do whatever the government tells you to do, even if it violates your religious beliefs.
There's a line to be drawn there, folks.
There is a line to be drawn. And these are woke Christians. And I didn't realize we got a lot of them in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah,
I was
Todd, sorry about that.
Stunned. But they're out there.
Oh, they're everywhere. And
so there's a big controversy. Thank you, Grace Baker. There's a big controversy over the national religious broadcasters. So this is a crazy, weird story. So their communications director goes out there, I think, on MSDNC, and he's talking about how every Christian needs to go and get the vaccine. Well, there was a big problem with this. It turns out the National Religious Broadcasters, the organization, has not weighed in on the mask, no mask controversy. And the reason why is very simple. A lot of people in the organization want to wear the masks. A lot of people don't. So the NRB said, we're not going to take an issue. We're not going to take a stand on this particular issue. So the NRB's communications director goes out on MSDNC and says, Christians need to get the vaccine. You've got to do it. You got to go out there and get the vaccine. So the guy gets fired, right? Because if you're the communications director for an organization and you're going out there and you're communicating something that goes against your organization's beliefs, then you deserve to get the heave ho. But now they're portraying this guy as if he's some sort of a saint. It's the woke Christians. Honest to goodness, I'd rather hang out with atheists than woke Christians. Yes, no, I'm serious about that. I am. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. If you missed our interview earlier on, we had President Trump on the first hour of the show today. Great interview. And President Trump is really concerned about some things. First of all, the president says we've got to be concerned about Islamic radicals breaking into the country through our southern border and blowing things up in this country. He says that is a clear and present danger because of what Joe Biden and the administration did in Afghanistan. Now, the second part of the interview we did with the president, he says it's vitally important for the Taliban to return all of the military hardware we gave them. So Joe Biden literally turned over billions of dollars, billions with a B, billions of dollars of weaponry to the Taliban. They've got one of the largest militaries now in the world, thanks to your tax dollars. So Trump says what Biden ought to do is demand all of that hardware back. And honestly, if we don't get it back, we ought to go in and we ought to take it from them. What say you, America? Because you know these weapons are going to be used against us. They're going to be used against our allies. That's what's going to happen here. By the way, new survey out. Where's Breitbart News? Breitbart.com. A brand new poll out says a majority of Americans believe the president is doing a poor job in Afghanistan. Only 8%, by the way, 8% of Americans believe that no one will be left behind. This is according to the new Rasmussen Report survey released earlier this morning. The survey asked respondents, how would you rate the Biden administration's handling of the current situation in Afghanistan? A majority, 52%, said Biden's handling was poor. 21% said good. 14% said fair. And 11% said excellent. 1% said they remain unsure. I'd like to know who the 11% are. Who are the 11% of Americans who think Biden's doing a good job in Afghanistan? Half of Americans, again, half of Americans believe that Biden's decision to pull out is a bad decision. Just over one-third believe it was a good decision. By the way, Jen Psaki, the Circleback girl, Americans can expect to hear from Joe Biden in the coming days after the withdrawal of forces in Afghanistan. Okay, well, at that point, it's too late. Why won't he speak out now about all of this? I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. Charlie Spearing is the White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Jen Psaki says that the president was deeply impacted by the dignified transfers of the slain troops at Dover. Really? Well, if that's the case, why was he looking at his watch? What was up with that? What was going on there? You know what President Donald John Trump did? He didn't look at his watch. He stood at attention. He saluted the troops as they came off of those planes. That's what President Trump did. Joe Biden, he was staring down at his watch, wondering, ah, geez, you know that's what he was thinking. Well, man, how long is this going to take? I want to go back home, watch the game. We've also got the video posted over on the website. Yes, it is true. Joe Biden called his senior advisor, a black man, boy. No, I'm not making this up. You got to watch it for yourself. It's, folks, geez-a-loo. 901-260-5926. Our website, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, if you missed our interview with President Trump, you can download the podcast. It's free of charge, toddstearns.com. And again, a great interview. And the president had a lot to say about what's happening in Afghanistan, as well as voter fraud. So you can watch that or listen to that interview over on the podcast. Larry Elder, by the way, is freaking Democrats out across California. Yesterday, Larry Elder, who's, by the way, leading in the polls, and people are very excited about his message. Larry Elder was invited to say a few words during the Sunday service, church service at Lancaster Baptist Church, one of the largest and most influential churches in California. And here's what Larry had to say about school choice. Cut number 8, please.
The number one step towards leaving poverty is to finish high school, presumably one where you can read, write, and compute at grade level. And all too often, the kids who graduate from our urban high schools, if they go to a junior college or a four-year school, end up taking remedial math and remedial English because they did not get it in high school. One of the many things I intend to do when I become governor is to be a champion for choice in education.
Well, there you go, and a lot of applause a number of times. I had a chance to watch that on the church's live stream yesterday. Pretty powerful reaction. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, Dr. Paul Chappell, joins us. Dr. Chappell, looks like Larry Elder was very well received by the congregation. Hello, Dr. Chappell. All right, let's put Dr. Chappell on. Do we have you, Dr. Chappell? Hello, Dr. Chappell.
Okay. Larry was very well received yesterday, and we enjoyed every one of his remarks. Were spot on concerning the needs here in the state.
I'm curious, again, there's always this raging debate about the church and politics. Why is it that you wanted Larry Elder to come and be at the church and to speak to the congregation?
Well, you know, over the last several years, we've watched crime spiking. We have petitioned the governor, myself, and numerous pastors of larger churches in the state and smaller churches, too. We've just requested of Governor Newsom, would he just have a conversation with us about religious liberty? How do we navigate through this pandemic and not violate our conscience regarding worship? And he never, ever responded one time. Meanwhile, the marijuana lobby, the changing of the bathroom laws lobby, all these types of people had just, you know, free rein right into his office. And it really, you know, I feel that Larry is someone who is listening. He's speaking out on issues of education, homelessness, the crime spike. And because he stood out and was courageous enough to speak to the issues, we wanted to just encourage him. Our state is in a battle for really decency of life and safety and religious liberty. And when someone's standing up for those types of things, we want to stand with them.
Dr. Chappell, I think it's important, you know, going back through American history, the church has always been engaged in what's happening in the culture and in politics, going back to the, before America became America. So it's really, I think, if you want to look in modern history, going back to the infamous Johnson Amendment, where Lyndon Johnson and the Democrats wanted to silence people in the church house.
Well, John Adams said it's the duty of the clergy to align their discourses to the needs and events of the society. And I know that I cannot build strong Christians by being continuously on political issues. I fundamentally try to stay right on the Word of God and line-by-line preaching. However, when there are men who are, such as Larry Elder, pro-life, when there are men who are pro-safety, who actually want to stand with the police and with their place in our society, I feel that our convictions as Christians align with that, and that we should encourage people speaking out on those types of issues. And furthermore, we have a burden to get to know our leaders, whether Republican or Democrat, simply for the reason of sharing Christ with them, because everybody needs to know that Christ died for their sins and that they can have a home in eternity with Christ because of his salvation gift on the cross.
And Larry Elder was receptive to that message.
Larry, as we talked before the service, then of course he heard the message for 35 minutes from Acts chapter 2 on the death, burial, and resurrection. And then after lunch, we took time in my office, and he'd always had a God-fearing mindset, but had never had a specific moment where he personally asked Jesus Christ to be his Savior, and he and his girlfriend both said that prayer and requested Christ to come into their lives and be their personal Saviors. And it was very very warm and blessed to be a part of that with them and to see the sincerity. I was super impressed with Larry's knowledge of the issues. He speaks, of course, very eloquently, but also I sensed some humility with him just to sit down and really discuss spiritual things and to talk about where he was in his relationship with God, and he was very open to the gospel, and we're rejoicing today over his tender heart and his decision for Christ.
You know, I'm curious, Dr. Chappell, the reaction from the congregation. What were their thoughts about the message that Larry brought?
Well, as you know, he was interrupted numerous times with standing ovations and with clapping because we all have been watching crime. We're watching people run into our Walmarts and steal things, and there's no punishment. We're watching illegal marijuana grows proliferating in our state. We're watching a boldness on the criminal side because our LA district attorney will not arrest and prosecute these people. And so the average citizen, when he stands up and says, I support the police, people that are not anarchists, people that are not wanting to bring about George Soros type destruction into our society, They love to hear someone like Larry Elder speak just common sense on the education issue, giving choice to children. He spoke very eloquently about the greatest need in our society is for children to have a mother and a father and to come back to the basics, really, of what the Bible says about marriage and raising children. And he spoke and said 75% of black children are being raised in a single-parent family, 50% of Hispanic, 25% of white. And he just gave some facts and figures that I think people are awakening to the very core needs of our state right now, and he's a voice to help us see that.
All right, Dr. Paul Chappell on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I'm more curious about the lunch. Did Mrs. Chappell prepare one of her delicious meals? Because that would have sealed the deal right there.
Actually, because of time constraints, he had some other radio interviews and such down in L.A. We actually had a catered lunch yesterday right at the church so that we could keep things moving. Larry probably shook hands with close to 500 people after the service. So we had a very quick lunch. And then I said, Larry, I'd like to speak to you just for 5 or 10 minutes more in my office just about the message this morning. He said, I'd really like that. And so we just took some private time together.
Oh, that's great.
And again, God just was in the day. We had hundreds of visitors, lots of people really pumped. One of his competitors in the race, who's on the cannabis platform, decided that she would run into the auditorium screaming and yelling and waving her placards. And so our men, very politely ushered her back into the lobby and on her way. So we had, I think, one person that was not happy. And it seems like anytime someone stands up with a voice for truth, you're going to have that. It doesn't seem to really matter who's the one speaking. So, but no, people enjoyed his message, and I was very impressed with his person. And we need to pray for him. Hollywood is really coming out with big money. The owner of Netflix pledged $3 million yesterday to Newsom's campaign, and we're seeing a last-minute ditch effort to try to thwart this, but there's truly a groundswell support for this recall right now.
Wonderful. Well, folks, if you'd like more information on Dr. Chappell, you can go to paulchappell.com. That's two P's and two L's in his last name, paulchappell.com. And Dr. Chappell, I am very excited about Mrs. Chappell. She's got a cookbook or a book coming out about Christian hospitality. And
I
don't know if you knew this, but I was asked to write an endorsement. And I think that's probably my best endorsement of a book I've ever done.
Well, Todd, she really appreciated that. You and Mike Huckabee wrote the endorsement, and she was so, so thankful. And she has beautiful pictures of every one of her recipes in that book. And so we'll be letting you know it's coming out in about another 2 to 3 weeks. And I get hungry every time I think about it.
I can't wait. Well, we'll have to get her on the program to talk about this. But we will help. We'll do our best to sell many, many copies on the program.
Well, that sounds great. And I really, really appreciate your interviews today and with President Trump as well. And thank you for keeping some spotlight on California. And we're just in a moment where this could literally be a tipping point, and so we're praying that it will be.
I'm in complete agreement there. I think it is going to be one of those tipping point moments. Dr. Chappell, thank you again, and thanks for the great work y'all are doing there in Southern California. Dr. Paul Chappell, ladies and gentlemen, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church. He is president of West Coast Baptist College. And it's amazing to see the incredible work that's being done there in the Antelope Valley, which is where Andrews Air Force Base is. And they have many, many, many military personnel that attend that church, that worship there, and they're doing some great work. And Grace, I have to tell you, Mrs. Chappell is when you go to an event at Lancaster, it's like a spread.
Ooh, like a charcuterie board?
No. We're talking like, grilled salmon.
Ooh.
Or, the beef and just an amazing cook. So I'm writing this endorsement, and I was trying to be very clever. And the first one, which I thought was the best, probably was not the most appropriate.
Well,
I said that Mrs. Chappell, her kitchen sculpted my body.
Oh, my gosh.
Body by Chappell, right? Because it's great food.
Body by Chappell.
Body by Chappell.
Well, hey.
That didn't make the cut.
You're always making me hungry. That's all I got to say.
All right.
It sounds delicious.
Well, I'm heading out there in a couple of weeks. You know, we're doing a big event there, the Spiritual Leadership Conference. I'll be speaking, and it's going to be out there for like 8 or 9 days.
Bring it to go box.
I'll see what I can do. but anyway, great folks out there, great hospitality in the high desert of California. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. We will open up the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, President Biden met with the new Israeli prime minister and fell asleep. Did you see this? The video? The president literally fell asleep during his meeting with the prime minister of Israel. I guess maybe it was a long day. I don't know. By the way, President Trump just releasing a statement. He says that the United States should demand that all equipment left behind in Afghanistan be immediately returned to the United States. Every single penny. That's what the president says. By the way, all that equipment cost $85 billion. He says if the military equipment is not returned, we should either go in with unequivocal military force and get it back, or we should bomb the hell out of it. Nobody ever thought such stupidity as this feeble-brained withdrawal was possible. Well, it's a good point, Mr. President. A very good point. New survey out. This is from the Daily Wire. Ben Johnson is the author of this story. According to a new poll from Pew Research Center, 2 out of every 3 Democrats believes the government should actively crack down on online information, misinformation, even if doing so restricts traditionally protected First Amendment freedoms. Now, this is according to, let's see here, the survey, 48% of Americans say the government should take steps to restrict false information. That is a sharp increase from 39% back in 2018. Folks, not surprised here. I wrote a book several years ago called Godless America. There's a chapter in that book about a Pew study that suggested, I think at the time, 40% of millennials, all right, 40% of millennials, this was back in what, 2015? I believe so. 40% of millennials back in 2014-15 believe there should be limitations placed on free speech. And I wrote a chapter in my book about this, and I suggested that was a disturbing number because that number was going to increase. And here's the reason why. Where do you think the kids are learning this nonsense? You think they're learning it around the supper table? Do you really think that people are sitting around eating their supper and suggesting that moms and dads are telling their kids that maybe we should crack down on free speech? No, of course not. This is happening in the classrooms. Classrooms like that Pledge Allegiance to the Queers lady out in California. That's where they're getting all of this. So that number is only going to increase unless we get a handle on what's happening in our public schools. I mean, if you don't want to tackle that, it's over. Free speech will be over because those numbers are going to increase year after year after year. A closer look at the polling data shows the rising support for government thought suppression has largely been a one-sided partisan affair. It also reveals another way America has become polarized by political affiliation. Look, you know what's even worse than all of this are the cultists, the pro-vaccine cultists. These folks that are now treating the vaccine, the China virus vaccine, as if it's some sort of a religion. And if you do not accept that vaccine as your Lord and Savior, then they're going to come after you. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But everybody's completely lost their mind. Freedom of speech out the window. Freedom of conscience out the window. This is what these people want. So we're going to talk more about this on tomorrow's program, because this is a big deal. There are people out there who literally want to shut down this radio program because they disagree with the content. It's not because we're spewing false information, because we're not. But what they have a problem with is our content, and they want to put a stop to it. And we're just not going to let them. Are we, Grace Baker?
No, sir.
No, we're not. Thank you. You need to be a bit more robust there, Grace.
Sorry. No, sir.
We get Merlot. Hire Merlot, and, you know, as like, I don't know, our guard dog.
I think she'd just lick him to death.
You think so? Oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach her.
Yeah, that's, yeah. We should show her a picture of Biden and say, and just have it growl.
Oh, gosh.
Teach it to growl.
Or Cuomo.
Yeah, or Cuomo. That would do it, too.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Look, it's been a great day. Don't forget, if you missed our interview with President Trump, you can download our podcast, ToddStearns.com. It won't cost you a penny. You're going to love this thing, and it was a great interview. Again, ToddStearns.com. Folks, get out there. Be good. Have a great day, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.